The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, even though I know that that term drives Mark Beecham crazy. What's it mean, on assignment? It can mean anything I want, Marky. There you go. Today, the 19th of July, 2023, or in better, it means anything Linda wants. And 7:05 in the morning. And, of course, our news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's once again at the helm.
Good morning.
Do we have a national day?
We do have a national day. It is national, I'm reading them, Hot Dog Day. That's the only good one.
I thought we had that yesterday.
Nope. I mean,
today.
Unless someone said it was yesterday, but they were wrong.
Yeah, they were wrong. Christina. Whipper.
Disappointment.
Yeah, slap her around. Get it right. National Hot Dog Day, and we love hot dogs. You know, for us, I realized yesterday, for you and me, it's National Wings Day.
Those were so good.
Were they great?
They were amazing.
We'll talk about that.
We will.
What's what it look like?
Yeah, we're going to have a high of 102 today, a low of 71 tonight. We're going to start picking up near the end of the week with a high of 110 on Friday and a high of 110 on Saturday. Our lows are going to be in the 70s, so it will cool off at night. But other than that, hot and sunny.
Yeah, and then I learned, you know, I've been following Phoenix weather because I said, what are they whining about? It's 114, it's 114 here. I mean, it's Arizona.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's been like 110 for like 8 days in a row.
Oh, my Lord.
And it only goes down to 90 at night.
That's terrible.
So, okay. You can whine. You can whinge on it a little bit. Hey, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally run family business that's been in the business for a couple of decades. All the propane comes out of those big tanks down south, so it comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has just outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have special payment plans for their customers. They do treat their customers like friends. And it's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business, my friends. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, so yesterday, the staff, and it was the staff's idea. That was kind of the coolest.
Yeah.
Hey, let's clean this place up. I mean, we have Maui Bob's comes in 3 times a week. They do a great job, you know, emptying trash, vacuuming, and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it hits the big stuff. But we went berserko yesterday. Pat Karch comes in with window washing equipment for the inside windows because Nick gets the outside. I don't know how much equipment left the studios, but it was a lot. Where'd you find all that stuff?
Stuff underneath desks, stuff tucked into corners.
I have, you know, desktop computer, the CPU units.
Yeah,
I mean, just what's it been doing? It's been there. It's only been there for like five years.
Pat pulled out like 6 computer monitors that were hidden in the in the studio that I had never even seen.
If you're looking
before.
For a computer monitor and some of these are flat screens, just give us a call. 605-4567. Come on down and get them. Because we're not going to do anything with them. And then everything in there was moved and dusted. That was my job. And so I went out and bought that lemon scented furniture polish.
You can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. It just smells good. So everything is. So if you come in today, you're going to see it at its glory.
New and improved.
That's right. Tomorrow, who knows? Okay. Anyway, so then we went down to Maxwell's for lunch.
We did.
Wow. You know, I've eaten there, you know, ever since we had the station.
Yeah.
Really good people. Mom of the family used to own Tapas. And so it's her son and his partner. They have Maxwell's and other things. But it's good, really, really good food. But their wings, I will tell you, is the best I've ever tasted.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't had their wings before, but yeah. Carl was like, oh, you should try the wings.
Try the wings.
And I did, and I wasn't disappointed.
No. No, did you have the buffalo or the some other kind?
I want to say I had just like the house ones.
Yeah, well, it was the buffalo. They have another house sauce too. Maybe you
did
order that, but yeah, with the buffalo, you know the you know the old buffalo wings.
It was good.
It was good. Okay. Speaking of chicken, you remember me talking about the Franken chicken that they're making in vats?
Yeah.
And it was seemed like, oh, okay, that seems like a good idea, you know, all those things. Well, here's the other side of the story. Somebody wrote an article on it. I wrote to them and asked, you know, to their media and said, hey, we'd love to interview you because it sounds like, you know, something of the future there. And it may be a way of, as, you know, you can only raise so many chickens, and then now you've got, like, this kind of meat that could be made and shipped to areas that needs protein. I mean, that's where I could see it happening.
Yeah.
You know, you're making tons of this stuff, and you freeze it, and you ship it to places that don't get protein, maybe in parts of Africa or, you know, Middle East and things like this. Sure, because they can eat chicken. Well, there's another page. Turn the page on that. The company is called Good Meat, and it cultivates cell-based meat products, which we talked about. And it's made in these big stainless steel vats. The guy that's writing it obviously is not on the side of this. He says, as guinea pigs of nutritional science, Americans will join Singapore as the only country with a stamp of approval for cell-cultured meat. Now, they get the cells from chickens, from live chickens, and they say it claims it doesn't hurt the chickens to get the cells out of them. And, they're starting in two restaurants here in the United States. One in a Michelin-starred restaurant in San Francisco, and celebrity chef Jose Andres, restaurant, China Chicano in Washington, D.C. And it's going to have a regular round-shaped USDA inspection label. And what differentiates the cultured meat from conventional meats is the prefix cell-cultured written on the tag, probably in small writing, small letters. If you're over the age of 30, you can't read it.
Of course not.
Of course not. They say the process will emit 92% fewer carbon emissions and use 95% less land. This is what the people are saying. They say the mass production of the meat could come from the cell bank, which they say immortalizes the best cells painlessly extracted from live chickens or eggs. And it can be divided and produced indefinitely. So you could have one chicken, the mother chicken, think about this. And they have pictures of her down there. It just keeps going. The queen of the coop. Now, long-term studies have been done to demonstrate that it's safe over the long term. It's often made using immortalized cell lines, which, unlike regular cells, are capable of continuously dividing and growing in a manner, get this, similar to cancer cells. According to Bloomberg, companies developing have largely remained silent about the connection between their product and cancer cells. Yeah, I can understand that. Although vegetarians are wary to say this fits their diet. But, see, vegetarians I thought they could eat eggs.
Yeah.
But they don't eat meat. So is this considered meat if it's grown from cells? And it's, you know, I mean, there's no animals being killed.
Well, it's meat. It just depends on where you're vegetarian.
Where you falls into your vegetarian thing there. Because they, you know, they don't, they, the vegetarians don't want to eat meat because it's cruelty, you know, it's cruel, according to them. And because there's no slaughtering of real animals, and there's no risk of fecal contamination or E. coli. And it's a 4 to 6 week period to do it. And, It's mixed with co-ingredients for stability. That would be interesting to see what that is. Anyway, the University of California, Davis Department of Food Science did a study on it and found its environmental effects to be far more substantial than the natural counterpart.
Really?
Yeah. And this is out of Davis. Purified growth media, the ingredients used to multiply the animal cells, was found to have a wide-ranging global warming potential between 4 and 25 times the impact of conventional beef production. Wouldn't you know it?
You just can't do anything right.
You just can't do anything right. You come up here, hey, we're trying to do this. Oh, yeah, but the Petri dish that you're growing it in or the stuff that you pour into it. So, okay. I love starting off the show with stories like this. So but we're going to take a quick break. And I'm not going to do a commercial for a restaurant or anything like that. So I'll do one. This is a safe commercial after hearing things. Now, Liam, are you on the phone?
Well, not anymore.
Okay. With somebody calling saying they wanted to. Oh, Paul. Hey, Paul, you're going to have to wait. Nah, we'll do it now. What you got, Paul?
Well, I want to chime in on this thing. I mean, I'm not interested in any genetically grown meat of any kind. I mean,
yeah.
Is this the slippery slope? Is this how they're going to start growing, you know, skin for the cybernetic organisms and things like that? I mean, this whole thing smacks of just sinister development, and it just kind of freaks me out.
It does. I mean,
that's pretty much what I want to say on that.
Okay. Actually, Paul, this is how they grow skin for burn victims in some instances.
Is this how they do it?
Yeah. People have had skin transplants.
But you know, when are they going to start cloning people and things of that nature? I mean, when is it going to end? And I think this is the tip of the iceberg, and they're using this this meat substance as an experiment with people. I mean, we're on the cusp of Charlton Heston-esque Soylent Green stuff here.
You know what? After I talked about this the first time that movie came on, I had to watch it again.
Oh, yeah. Ironically, it's set in New York City in the futuristic year of 2022. But, the whole thing, it's literally giving me goosebumps right now.
I know.
I appreciate the subject matter.
Yeah, well, I think people need to know about it because I did the first story, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, you know, doing this. I see what I could see it was is a potential to make tons and tons and tons, hundreds of thousands of tons of protein that could be going to places where people don't get protein. But when you read about this, it says it has a bigger environmental impact than raising cattle. Excuse me, and that's one of the big arguments about raising cattle. Oh, it's environment on the impact on the environment. So, yeah. Okay, Paul, thanks.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And Jeff Horst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, who just repaired my windshield. And he's repaired my windshield for the last 17 years because I have a tendency to get things dinged on it. There's nobody better doing this than Jeff Horst. It's a locally owned business, locally run. It's a veteran-owned business. And he doesn't fool around with your safety. He'll take a look at it. If you can't fix it, you need to get a windshield repaired or replaced. And he can fix most windshields, but, you know, some, if they're beyond the pale, you might say, he will send you to a place he trusts. And if you're thinking, well, I have this chip here, but I don't know. I mean, you know, should I get it fixed? Well, just bring it down to bring your vehicle, car, truck, or get this, the RVs with the huge windshields. Bring it down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. Jeff will let you know if you can fix it or you need to move on to a fully replaced windshield. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Does outstanding work. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:19 in the morning, 7:23. No, it's not. It's the 19th of July and 7:23. And it's 67 degrees. Cool. It's okay. We're all right. It's only going to go up to 102 today. So be happy. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, another local business here. Started in Red Bluff, but they have one branch in Anderson, two right here in Reading. They are locally owned, local board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. And we do business with Cornerstone, and they do a good job. And we're happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with Cindy Laux and Casey Moore. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
How are you all?
Fabulous.
Laux Landscape Supplies. So, are you a local girl?
Born and raised right here on the Palo Cedro side. Grew up out there and graduated Enterprise High School. Both me and my husband did. So.
Oh, local. So you've been around here a long time.
Yeah.
So you can say you are a Redding native.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Casey?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Millville and then went to Foothill High School.
I love it. How do you, Casey, you've lived your whole life, and you're young. And how do you like it here in Redding?
I love it. You know, a lot of people my age try to move away, and they don't see this place the way I do. I can't imagine anywhere else to be home for me.
Well, you know what? That's what we said when we came here. We had that choice 15 years ago. And Redding just kind of like, it was like we got a virus of Redding. And I've never lived anywhere in my life longer than 3 years, and a lot of times shorter.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And Redding just appealed to me. And now this is the longest Linda and I have ever lived anywhere is right here in Redding and Shasta County and the North State. We love it. So, and a lot of people your age do move away, but a lot of them come back because they see what it's like out there, and it's really nasty in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And we talk about crime and that kind of stuff here, and yeah, we've got crime, but not at the level you see in other places. We have homelessness, but not at the level you see at other places, and it's just a nice place. People are cool.
Absolutely. A very strong community.
It is. I love it. Landscape business. You supply the equipment and all the stuff you need.
Just covered it. All in one.
All in one.
Stuff and equipment. There you go.
Well, yes. Stuff's my favorite word.
I'm right with you. So we have a full line of rental equipment, small equipment. We stay on the small equipment line as far as rentals go that people need in their landscape. A lot of the do-it-yourselfers or to complement what the landscapers are already have in their own fleet, you know, and be able to get into the small backyard fences, whether it be the sod cutters or we got the little Vermeer mini skid steers with the bucket on front. It's a little bit of fun involved. It's kind of like, you know, I'm out here working.
I've seen the miniatures like that. And my favorite is the backhoe.
Yeah.
The small backhoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I threatened to drive it up and down my street, and I live right downtown, and dig holes in people's yards for free.
Right.
But then charge them to fill them back up again. Now, people can use this for, like, clearing their property, getting that defensible space, those kind of things.
Yeah, but a lot of times when people are coming to see us, they're there because they want to transform their yard. So they're looking at considering or just rallying ideas. They got drawings or pictures or found something on Pinterest that they want to talk about. And we're helping them, walking them, talking them through that to take those ideas and turn them into something. So we actually do a lot of that, a lot of consulting with people back and forth, helping them figure out what they want. And a lot of times they're deciding whether they want to do it themselves or do you have somebody that can help me with this? It's just showed me it's over my head, you know, or let's do it. And we talk people through their projects every day.
Now, see, that's our backyard. Mm-hmm. This part of our backyard is really nice. This part of the backyard needs help, needs a lot of help.
Right.
So if I came down there and said, and I brought you pictures of it, and this is what I'm kind of gleaning from this. And I brought you pictures of it, and I said, I'm not exactly sure what I can do with this.
Right.
But you'd be there to help.
That is exactly what we do. And, you know, a lot of times people have sort of ideas. They're like, I was thinking maybe a fire pit over here. Is that even realistic? Can we do this? And there's no trees around, you know. And then we can show them what that fire pit may look like, and they can start figuring out if it's in their budget.
Yeah, you can three-dimensional it right there for them. Probably.
Yeah, walk them, talk them through it, you know, and show them some ideas. And, you know, there's different colors, rocks, and, you know, then there's parks and soils and sands and edging. And we're going through all those paces with them and trying to get them lined out with what they may want to do.
Well, you know, see, a lot of people maybe have some time on their hands, and they want to do that. And like I said, this half of my yard, we're happy with. It's this half where the grass has just said, no, I'm not growing anymore. I don't even know if I really had grass there. It was green.
Right.
But I don't even know what it was. You know, I looked at it, and it's kind of like it didn't look like real grass. And it hung in there for years, but the last year and this year, it's just kind of like, no, that's enough.
It's done.
It's done. And so now, do you do the fake sod or grass?
Yep.
You have that.
Artificial turf.
Artificial turf.
Yes.
People put it in across the street, and I look at it, and I'm thinking, you know, that doesn't look bad at all. And I was thinking for the backyard. Mm-hmm. So you sell that too.
We do.
That kind of thing.
There's a lot of versions of artificial turf out there.
Yeah.
That is probably the least known thing. Artificial turf is artificial turf.
Right.
It's really not. So we carry a very high quality artificial turf.
Uh-huh.
And there again, we're walking, talking people through the steps of how to do it. There's a bit of a, you know, like lots of things, it's only as good as it's prepared, right?
Right.
So what we do, what we provide is that knowledge for folks and walk them, talk them through it. The products it takes to build all that, you know, that requires road base and it's got to be properly compacted. We rent the Vibroplate and we'll walk you through that whole process.
That Vibroplate, that thing you hang on to and it just pop, pop, you know, pounds.
Hang on. That's all you got to do.
Hang on.
Get
your feet out of the way.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
A little moisture in it. Get that proper compaction going in that road base.
Okay. So I would take that grass I have that's there now, or what's left of it. Would I just ignore that?
No, you'd actually start by coming and renting our sod cutter. So walk behind sod cutter, right?
Okay.
You're going to peel that out of there. You're going to take it down to the right level, and then we're going to put – how much road base are we putting in, Case?
Usually about 3 inches of compacted road base.
Okay. It's not a large area. So, how much, you know, road base, what is that?
It is a – well, there's different versions of it. So specifically for the artificial turf, we would typically recommend like a half-inch road base. So biggest rock in there is a half-inch, and then it goes down into fines. So those fines allow it to pack in so you get a nice solid surface.
So I would bring it in with my wheelbarrows
and
dump it out there, spread it out, and then take my compactor.
Yep. And or you rent the Vibroplate at that
point. That's what I meant. That's what I meant, the Vibroplate. I forgot the name
of
it.
We got people that do hand tamp as well, and my heart goes out to them. But
it's like these guys out here in the cement when they're you know, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I am. So speaking of cement, we also do the concrete carts, the tow-behind concrete carts, right, in your pickup. So you're at home, and you prepare your patio, and you just want to go concrete, and you invite your brother-in-law and the cousin and the neighbors over for a barbecue, but bring your shovel, right?
And you start dumping the concrete.
That's right.
You know, my experience in concrete is taking a bag of ready mix when I'm digging post holes.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in there, dump the concrete in there, put water on it, and just leave it.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of fence guys, actually, that come get our concrete carts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
same concept is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to take a break here. And because I have more questions.
All right.
And you've got more capabilities over there we got to hit. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is Linda's home away from home. She loves to go in there and talk to Rebecca and Henry and Leonard when Leonard's in there. And, it is a full service jewelry store, but one thing they have that nobody else has is a watch repairman. If you've got a watch that needs to be repaired, take it down to Four Winds Jewelry. I have a feeling that if you take it to another store, it ends up at Four Winds Jewelry anyway. But they have a full selection of jewelry ranging from Native American to estate sales to consignments and then all the regular stuff you get at a jewelry store. Plus, they have specially designed pieces. They can design anything you want and then build it. All of this is a Four Winds Jewelry, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and they've been with us since the day we opened. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The temperature is now, it's still under 70 degrees. In about an hour, it'll be 80, probably. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Rico Way. It's right down the street here. It's my favorite place to get a car wash. I go in there, I pay a very reasonable amount of money, and they wax and wash my car, and it comes, or my truck, and it comes out, and there's a pleasant person at the other end with a big fluffy clean towel, wipes me off, and wipes off the truck, I should say, because I usually keep the windows closed. And, I can't say enough about this place. It's locally owned, locally operated. As you're telling, I love locally owned, locally operated places here. And they've been on that corner for like almost 100 years, the family has. And they've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for 96 years. Yeah, think about that. And, but it's called Quick and Clean Car Wash. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. And I'm here with another local business, Laux Landscaping, with Cindy Laux and Casey Moore. And we're talking about the sodded, with the,
artificial turf.
Artificial turf. Okay, but first we have to go to the phones. Mac, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Mac McDonald from, we met up at Anselmo's.
Yeah, Mac, how you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Listen, I just wanted to say to Cindy, she knows more than I would ever learn about landscaping. We've done business with her for years, and I just wanted to give her and Casey a thumbs up.
Well, we've known Mac a long time, and you were the landscaper out there. And,
yes, sir.
And did just a fantastic job. And the up in Samuel's Vineyard, one of the reasons that it was a success, it was always, always beautiful up there. So,
well, thank you. I drove by it the other day, and it's not so beautiful.
It's not so beautiful. Yeah, I have to. Which is unfortunate because it was, you know, it was on its way to becoming a real destination.
Yes, it was. Yes, Reverge. Anyway. Yeah, we did the best we could for Reverge, and he always appreciated it.
Yeah. And it's just a shame that it never worked out.
Good morning, Mac.
Yeah. Hi, Cindy. How are you, dear?
Fabulous. How you doing, my friend?
Well,
we're doing good. It's just a personal note. Cindy has my wife has retired, and this is my last summer after 45 years, and I've always appreciated doing business with you guys.
Wow, outstanding. I'm happy for you both. You guys have done an amazing thing. For sure.
Thank you very much. Hey, I'll let you guys go.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, Casey.
Hello. How are you?
Mac, good, thanks a lot good. For calling in and for listening.
You bet.
Appreciate
you, Mac. Linda for me, Carl.
But I didn't hear that. What?
Say hi to Linda for
me. Oh, I will absolutely do that. So thanks a lot, buddy. Oh, yeah, that up there in Selma's. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful landscaping up there.
Oh, yeah.
And Mac and his bride.
Oh, yeah, they were nonstop up
non-stop.
There.
Nonstop. For, I don't know, years up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good to hear somebody call in and tell you what a good job you do, huh? Yeah, I was there. And yeah, that's the only concern. But as soon as that starts, I have my signal. And that's to Liam, who's there, who just, you know, we unfortunately lose that phone call.
Well, over the years, these customers aren't just customers anymore. They become your friend.
Yeah.
You know, they're salt of the earth people right there. It's a great example.
Okay, so we're talking about the turf.
Yes, it's artificial turf.
Artificial turf, but it's not. You think about it, and you think about it on a football field. No, or you think about it, you know, surrounding your swimming pool. But this looks like real grass. Mm-hmm. It gives you that. You don't have to water it. It stays green, and with us going through droughts, as we do every other year, or we have a good year and then we have droughts for 4 years. That, you know, you've got to take a look at that.
Absolutely. And actually, you're hitting on a good point talking about these ball fields. The technology of this has evolved dramatically in the last, particularly about the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
where they have brought it up the quality to an acceptable place, let's put it that way, where you can get a solid 15 plus years of life.
Oh, okay.
It's actually guaranteed for 15 years.
Okay.
So that's just a starting point, right? You can get more than that out of it, but your expectancy can be a minimum of that. And they have different blade that is shaped differently to create more of a cooling effect. They have different stuff that can go into it, so the infill can actually create a cooling, or it could be pet friendly, so that there is nothing to be retained.
Well, that's what I kind of saw was one thing they said, this was years ago, that it reflects the heat back. But it sounds like to me what you're saying is they've found a way so it actually has a cooling effect when after a day of sun.
Yes, it is still, at the end of the day, you're still putting a piece of plastic out there, right?
Right?
But it definitely, with the technology and the time spent into it, it has evolved. And so, yes, there is turf that, you know, I can show you one that would be 15 degrees cooler than the one next to it.
Wow.
So that starts to add up.
No, it really does.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other services you offer out there?
So with all that, like Casey was talking about the road bases that you would need to go under that, we do all kinds of delivery. So we have several what's called truck and transfers that we can haul you big loads of gravel for up and down your driveway, or if you're building a house pad or a pad for your shed, or you're going to pour concrete and that would go underneath your concrete, you know, like a slab fill product, or barks or gravels or sands or anything along those lines. And we have several trucks. There's no minimum. When I say several trucks, I'm talking about different size trucks so that it's most cost effective depending on what you need. So,
Yeah, I brought a load of rocks because I wanted to rock my in between my sidewalk and the street.
Yeah.
And just put, I don't know what size that is.
Inch and a half.
Inch and a half. Okay. And put it in the back of my truck.
Right.
And came in and I shoveled it out.
Yep.
It took me like 4 years to get the small stuff out of my truck. In fact, one of my friends remarked one day, he says, how long are you going to keep the rock in the back of your truck? And I went, I use it as a counterbalance when I'm in the snow. But then the other day, I took my rake and finally got most of it out. I can't get it all out. But you deliver, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, we can do that too. You'd be amazed. People come in and get buckets full of rock or sand or gravel, and then people bring in their pickups or their dump trailers or all the above.
So Linda's big on bark. So she would come down to Lauk's Landscape Supplies, say, this is the kind of bark I want. And it's all different kinds of bark.
Oh, yeah.
And then you all would just bring out a truckload.
Absolutely.
Now, then you kind of like, dump it on our driveway?
You would show us where you'd want it. As long as we can get the truck in there and be able to dump it. A lot of people don't realize that, I got power lines above my driveway or, trees hanging over or whatever the case may be. But, yes, that is exactly what we do.
I can see that. Then we just use our wheelbarrows to move it around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much easier.
Okay. Other things we want people to know about Lauk's Landscape.
A lot of folks don't want to do what you just said. They want a contractor to come in. But a very common struggle we hear is the issues that people have trying to get a hold of a contractor. Nobody will call me back.
Oh, yeah. That is a huge thing.
Right?
From people, yeah.
And you hear it. We hear it, obviously, every day. So we have quite a list of contractors that we deal with on a regular basis, and they have what they enjoy doing, what their forte is, right?
Uh-huh.
So we like to connect our customers to our customers when create that network between people. Well, people come in and see us all the time. They're looking for a landscaper. Well, our first question is, what do you want to do? Well, I want to put in pavers and a retaining wall and maybe a water feature. Well, that might not be a good job for Joe. X, Y, or Z contractor, but over here, A, B, and C contractor, he's been dreaming of that phone call, and so we just try to connect those dots so that way, that phone call gets returned. We actually do quite a bit of that.
Well, that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, because they're contractors you trust.
Yes.
Too. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Liam, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities communities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Garland DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's, we hit 71, so it's going up, and it's going to be up to 100. What did we say today, 102, 106? Liam, are you there?
Sorry, I was multitasking. What did you say?
I was wondering, I've got one right here. It's going to be 103 today.
Woo. It's not as bad. It's cooled off last night.
If you had artificial turf, it did cool off last night. If you had artificial turf, you wouldn't have to worry about water, and it'd just be clean right now. I'm here with Cindy Laux from Laux Landscaping Supplies and Casey Moore, who, and both of them homegrown from Reading. They've got it all. If you're looking to do anything, and I'm going to paraphrase what she said real quick. If you've got an idea, you bring down, your pictures or drawings and talk to the experts, and they will help you design what you want and telling you the kind of landscaping supplies you need. And then if you need a contractor, they have contractors that they work with that they would recommend, I imagine.
You got it.
And they'll put you with the right person, because one landscaper is an expert in this, one's in another one. So you want to get the one that, can put in water features and can lay the sod for you and put the flowers around it. Okay. Now, there's other things, too, you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Now, besides having equipment that you can use, too, loaders and
we don't do like rent big loaders, that kind of thing.
Little ones. Just stuff you would use on your lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can get in. Okay.
That's how you're going to get ready for your artificial turf right there.
Yeah.
Between using a sod cutter and then.
Is that something you just drive?
The sod cutter is, yeah. Then the mini skid is one you actually stand up on and ride along, and you're running it by hand up here. It's actually fairly easy to learn.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you don't have to walk behind it and fight
it. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Oh. And then we rent dump trailers and
You deliver all different sizes, all different capacities of loads.
Yeah.
And as long as they have a place where they can get the truck into.
That's it.
Okay.
Man, you're hired.
Well, you know what? It fascinates me. I don't like it. I mean, I bought a new house one time. Absolutely no, right?
Yeah.
No landscaping at all. And I wanted to do desert landscaping in the front because I figured, oh, less grass to cut. And I ended up making a stream bed through my front yard and went out and got load after load of rocks that I shouldn't have gotten from Camp Pendleton probably. But they had tons and tons of rocks. They wouldn't miss it. And so I made a stream bed. And then in the backyard, I was bringing in railroad ties to build up areas like this. Oh, no, I just went berserk on that one. Putting in sprinkler systems. And to this day, Linda says, well, you did that. I said, yeah, okay, the important word there is did. So,
yeah. But anybody that comes and sees us, they are not denying hard work. I will give it that, that's for sure. They walk through our door, they're signing up, that's for sure. We're always grateful that they still show up sometimes, you know?
Well, you know, you want to, this is your home, and you want your home to reflect you.
Yeah,
so right
absolutely.
Now, our backyard does not reflect us. But because of its location, you can't see it from anywhere else unless you walk down there. Because it's, we've got, brick walls and all this, and you can't see it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you walk down there, I look at it, and I'm thinking, yeah, there's got to be something here. I got to do it.
Yeah. So that's another part we started to talk about was, pavers.
Yeah. Pavers.
Yeah. A lot of people want to build a walkway or a pathway, and we do quite a bit of that. And we're, same thing, we're walking them, talking them through those projects, whether it be with, base light pavers that we sell, which comes in different shapes and sizes. You can actually create different patterns that you can choose from. And so when we figure out your square footage, we can more or less we build you a package of the pattern you want.
Okay.
And we load it on your truck or we can deliver it to you and set it off with the forklift either way. And
I think I'd probably go for that for pavers. For bark, yeah, I could take that. But but for pavers, yeah.
It's a little bit of work smarter, not harder. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That and retaining wall as well, same thing. The most common retaining wall block, I believe, weighs around 45 pounds, isn't it?
Each one of those.
Yeah, they're not easy to pack. But
I'm just thinking if you could
do enough of those.
If you could get a loader down the alley. And at the fence, and you could put it at the fence, that would be okay.
That would be
a lot closer than carrying 35 pounds.
And that's the key when we deliver. That's what we encourage people to make sure and clear a path to where it's as close to where you're working as possible.
You can get a forklift. Do you have smaller forklifts than that?
That's a good size forklift to get the job done. Yeah, that's what it takes.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, you've got me all encouraged here.
Yeah, good.
And good, Linda's good. Listening, and she's going. She's already writing things down.
Wheels are turning,
and this. But we'll probably wait till it's not 114 during the day.
Oh, yeah.
To probably start on this. Okay, well, how do people get a hold of you, and where are you located at?
So we are at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We're actually on the Churn Creek side of it there. We're about a mile south of Kent's Meats and Groceries down there before you get to the river.
Yeah.
Big old tank in the air says Laux Landscape Supply right on the side of it. So.
Okay. Well, it's a local business. It's with people who are homegrown from Redding and Shasta County, Millville and Redding. And we just so much encourage people to go to our local people, not to the big box stores, because we don't like big box stores. and we sure as hell don't like ordering over the internet.
Oh, man.
Well, it sounds like you're a one-stop shop.
We try to be. Working on it every day.
Okay. So you have equipment. You've got all of the landscaping supplies you can imagine, bark to pavers to retaining wall stuff. You help people lay out their dream. Because you can have a dream, but then sometimes it runs into reality. But you help them get that into the reality, and then you'll put them with somebody if they do need somebody to help them with. That's gonna show up when they're supposed to.
Yeah, and if it's something we don't have, we'll try and get them in the right direction. But absolutely, we're there to try and help connect the dots for folks.
That's super. Well, I've enjoyed this. I had a horticultural class come in from Shasta College.
Yep.
And I thought, what am I going to talk about for an hour with the horticultural group? Well, I could have used another hour. I mean, they were, I mean, they're talking about plants, you know, I mean, and how they, you know, out their farm. And this is very, very interesting.
It's, yeah, we work with them.
Yeah, well, I imagine you do.
Yeah, and them folks and Turtle Bay and,
Sure.
McConnell Foundation, all the above,
Well, you do, you know, because, you know, they're local.
They are.
And we need to have this, this local cabal, you know, that we don't go out from us, you know. Anyway, do you have a phone number?
We do. It's 530-378-2220.
Okay. And if you didn't get all this, Cindy's on our station on Laux Landscaping advertisements. And it, and now that I've met you, you know, because you're just exuberant in your spot there. And that's just the kind of person you are. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us today. And you've given me ideas, and so.
Well, we appreciate you having us.
And everything
you're doing here.
You know what?
Absolutely.
We totally support our local businesses. You all support us, and we need to spread this. Okay. Well,
thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We got when we come back, we got the sheriff's office with us.
Southern Nights.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Investigation into the president and his family. The two today include a couple of Internal Revenue Service employees. One is named Greg Shapley, the other, as yet unnamed, simply known as Whistleblower X. The two agents have claimed there was a pattern of slow-walking investigative steps into Hunter Biden, including delayed enforcement actions in the months prior to the 2020 election. Russia launching an intense series of nighttime attacks on the Ukraine city of Odessa.
The head of Kyiv's military administration, Serhiy Popko, said it was a difficult night of air attacks on Ukraine, particularly for Odessa. Authorities in Odessa said the attack included dozens of missiles and strike drones aimed at the port and infrastructure facilities. Debris from missiles and drones that were shot down fell on apartment buildings, seaside resorts and warehouses, sparking fires and injuring several people. Ukrainian authorities reported more drones and missiles sent against more parts of Ukraine than in recent days. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, high water rescue teams have been pulling people from flooded homes and vehicles in Kentucky this morning. Flash flood warnings and watches in effect in Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri. And authorities in Pennsylvania continue searching for a 2-year-old girl and her 9-month-old brother. The children were swept away last weekend in heavy flooding. Several members of that family survived. And forecasters say another hot one in store for the Southwest. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The family of murdered private detective Daniel Morgan has reached a settlement 36 years after his death.
No one has ever been convicted of killing Daniel Morgan, and now we know why. Morgan was a private investigator who was looking into a local drugs gang in South London. But it seems he was also examining allegations that the gang were protected by corrupt police officers. And the head of London's police force has admitted that detectives failed to look into his killing properly. The murder scene wasn't secured, evidence went missing, and suspects' alibis weren't checked. There was a subsequent inquiry into what had gone wrong, but senior officers obstructed efforts to find out the truth.
BBC's Paul Moss. The deadline for Microsoft's $69 billion acquisition of video game company Activision Blizzard has been extended to allow companies more time to close the deal. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend a summit next month in South Africa.
The South African government has said a mutual agreement has been reached that Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not be attending the BRICS summit. The country will now be represented by its foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. The summit will be attended by leaders of Brazil, India, China, and South Africa. This brings an end to legal challenges and a huge headache for President Cyril Ramaphosa after he was under pressure to arrest the Russian leader if he attended the summit. Mr. Ramaphosa had asked permission from the ICC not to arrest Mr. Putin, arguing that doing so would amount to a declaration of war against Moscow.
BBC correspondent Namsa Maseko reporting on Wall Street at this hour. Dow Industrial's up 139 points, the NASDAQ ahead 38, S&P up 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and today, the 19th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the control panel of the Starship Free Fire Radio. We found out it's National Hot Dog Day. You know how I get after the producers for making sure the studios are all done, and y'all mm-hmm. do a great job. But one of the things that always irritates me is how, because we have so many local shows, 16 or 17 local shows
quite
now.
And
I know, you count them up. I mean, we're doubling them up in some mm-hmm. cases, and I've gotten calls from other people that want to have shows. But I'll put a pen or a pencil out here. And they disappear. And I'll walk in here without a pen. Then I have to run around,
and find a way.
Well, today I'm sitting here with 5 pens.
Wow.
Sitting here, including one that's really nice that somebody must have left from one of the shows. But
it's yours now.
I'll just leave it here. It'll disappear. They all disappear over the weekend anyway. So, but I've got 5 today, so I can't tell you how ecstatic I am. So, anyway, what's the weather look like?
Yeah, we're going to have a high of 102 today, a low of 71 tonight. We are going to pick up near Friday and Saturday with a high around 110. It's hot and sunny. And
but what's the good part?
It's only 102 today. And it's going to be 71 tonight.
This is the good
part.
I
slept with my window open last night.
Yeah. I mean, it'll get up to 110 and will literally get down in the 70s.
No, I know.
And there gives you the break.
That never happens.
And, it lets your house cool down mm-hmm. and all this. Like in Phoenix, where they've had 110 degrees for 10 days in a row. And, we do 110. That's not a big thing.
Yeah.
But their nighttime temperatures are in the 90s. And you just can't get away from it.
That's true.
That is just continuous.
Just open your windows in the morning.
There you go.
Flush out the house and then cover them.
And cover them. That's why we went out and bought rattan, window shade coverings.
Right.
And I tell you what, it has cut the heat in the house mm-hmm. a lot. In fact, in this one hallway we have, it's just all glass. The difference it's made is unbelievable. And it's not that expensive, my friends. You just head on down there and find it and just hang them there, and it will save you some electricity bill. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. They have special plans for everybody there. They are just it's just a great business. It's a family-owned business. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with Sergeant Brian Cibrian.
San Cibrian.
San Cibrian.
Yeah. It's all right. I get that all the time.
You weren't even close.
I know. You know, and I asked him twice, and I even wrote it down. But what I did was I – San Cibrian.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What I've gotten written down makes sense after you said it for me. Don't take it personally.
Oh, I don't.
He's a big guy. So I don't like to irritate the law enforcement officers in this county. Not that you all would do anything.
Yeah.
But it's just a thought, you know, because this guy can't even pronounce my name. And should I give him this ticket? What's my name, Carl? Okay. Now, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, yeah, I have no idea where the sheriff is, but he always sends good people here. Tell us a little bit about you, Brian.
Brian St. Cibrian. I'm a sergeant with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. I've been employed with the sheriff's office since I was, 18, 19 years old. I started as a cadet. I did some time doing basically a paid internship. Put myself through the academy. Went into the jail for a short period of time and then came out on patrol, and I've been out here ever since.
And how long has that been?
I think I'm going on 11 years on patrol now.
Okay, so you're homegrown.
I am.
So you're from Redding itself, or?
I'm originally from Merced. My family moved up here when I was about 4 years old, and I've been up here ever since.
All right.
All over the county.
All over the county?
All over the county.
What high school did you end up at?
I went to Central Valley for the first half of my high school, the first four, or excuse me, first two. I switched to Foothill probably the mid of my sophomore year, finished my junior year Foothill, then came back to Central Valley during my senior year.
Well, you all moved around a little bit.
Yeah, all over.
Yeah. Well, but it was kind of all in the area.
Yeah.
There. So it was, you were playing against guys probably that you played with.
Yep.
You look like you were probably on one of the athletic teams.
All right. I did play football, yeah.
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 Okay. What drew you to law enforcement?
Well, my uncle and my grandfather were both in law enforcement on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing their stories and what they got to do, the fun stuff they did, the scary stuff they did, just some of the situations that kind of hooked me. I never got into the military or anything like that.
Well, you started when you were 18.
Yeah.
And your law enforcement career.
Yeah, I've had a uniform life forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a big difference, sir.
Yeah, so
you don't have to deploy for a year at a time.
Yeah.
I don't think.
So just hearing my uncle, my grandfather's stories, and seeing the cool stuff they got to do, it just got
kind
into
of a
it.
Legacy.
Yeah,
you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from your family.
Yeah, and then a buddy of mine who's been on your show, I'm sure probably a couple times, Sergeant Cody Bodner. We went to high school together, and he was in the internship basically a few months, maybe half a year before I got into it, and he just led me into it. I've been here ever since.
Never looked back.
Never looked back.
Okay. So, and you're on patrol then.
I am.
Now, you're a sergeant, so are you in charge of like a division or a department?
Not I wish department. I was in charge of a division.
Well, not a division, but you know what I mean. I mean, if you're a sergeant out there.
I'm currently supervising the city of Shasta Lake.
Okay.
I'm one of two sergeants up there. I just recently transferred back down from Bernie. I went up there, took a promotional opportunity for a vacancy up there, and I did almost another 2 years up there. I was a resident deputy up there for quite a while.
So you drove up there every day?
I lived up there for a short period of time.
Okay.
Then I bought a house down here and kind of did the back and forth. My family, my wife's family has a house up there, so I'd stay kind of back and forth depending on my work schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out.
So how is Bernie?
Bernie?
Yeah.
It's a long drive right now.
Yeah, I know it's a long drive, but I mean, how was the, being up in Bernie? I don't know a lot about Bernie. I've had really close friends that grew up in Bernie.
Yeah.
Really good people. But I don't know that much about Bernie itself as far as crime or those things.
In regards to the law enforcement aspect, it's very different from down here. Typically, working a shift, it's a sergeant and one day shift deputy up there.
Mm-hmm.
I have two graveyard units that come in around 5 o'clock, and that's my manpower up there. So you know, if I'm busy with some type of meeting or I'm tied up doing some type of special assignment like I would be right now,
right.
My deputy's up there by themselves, and they have to rely on outside agencies to help them out. A lot of just rural crime, a lot of theft, burglaries, a lot of vacation homes.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah. Up there.
The is there a big marijuana problem up there?
It depends on where you're looking. You know, you get the Oak Run, Mill Creek area. They got a lot of grows out there down in Big Bend. I mean, it's just all the really rural areas that people don't normally go. You know,
right.
They go out there, they get this land for cheap, and they think that they're not being monitored. And
I saw they just put one guy in jail for 8 years for because they got him for all types of things in this general area and somewhere up here. May have been in Weaverville, but it wasn't just the size of the grow, it was the pesticides, and you've seen this, the pesticides, everything that was, you can imagine is bad for the environment they're using to grow marijuana there, plus water theft, gun possession.
Yeah. They trashed that land, too.
8 years this guy got, and I thought, well, that's good, maybe if you could do that with a bunch of them, might slow it down, but it takes, you know. When you go up to a grove, do you is it usually deserted because they hear you coming, or?
Typically, when I worked up in the Burney area, and we'd go down into that area for some type of call for service, a lot of the time it'd be like a property owner that's wanting to retake their property because they just found out through, you know, county code enforcement violation notification that, hey, your property is in violation of XYZ, and they're being stuck with a bill. So they ask for us to go down there and evaluate their property. And, yeah, a lot of the times now, you know, they've been eradicated and they're vacant now. And they're just a trashed property.
Yeah.
So these people need to go down there and, you know, retake their property and resecure their vacation homes, wherever it might be, and occupy it and or sell it. Because if you don't, these people are just going to keep coming back and it's going to be trashed every year.
And you can't keep a deputy out. And everybody's house.
Well, I'll tell you this. Working up there in the Burney area, I mean, I could be up in Fall River responding to a non-priority call, and as soon as I get in the area to handle that call, I get some type of priority call that's down in Round Mountain or Oak Run. It's going to take me an hour, maybe, depending on traffic or whatever else may come up, you know, just to get there and handle it.
Well, yeah, huge. People that live here understand the huge distances.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like a state.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, citizens get upset when they see two cop cars following each other. And I get that.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of the time, especially up there in that rural area, it's a sergeant and it's a deputy, and they're going together. And when they're going together, it's most likely because it's a priority call that's going to warrant two people. We never know what that situation is going to entail. You never know if has been reported at a low priority, and you get there and it's something completely different.
Yeah, and your backup's an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you get a lot of – I mean, we're a very young department right now, very young. A lot of new people fresh out of the academy, and they're clearing training, and they have no idea where those areas are.
Okay. We're here with Sergeant Brian San Cyprian.
Sam Cyprian.
San Cyprian.
Yeah, you're close.
I'm getting close. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Trust me, by the end of the day. And he's down here now, but he was the sergeant in charge up there in the Burnie area. Two sergeants, you know, different shifts. But I was thinking, okay, Burnie, but no, you're talking Fall River, Round Mountain.
Yeah, I would cover Oak Run, Montgomery Creek, Round Mountain, Big Bend, Burney, Castle, Old Station, Hat Creek.
Old Station?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dana,
gosh.
Fall River, MacArthur, all the way up to Day Road. I mean, we're basically meeting Modoc and Lassen.
Wow.
It's a lot of ground to cover.
It is. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people here in Redding and Shasta County since 1993. She knows what she's talking about. She's got two separate divisions in her company, one for insurance and one for financial management. In the financial management side, with all the craziness going on in the stock market, inflation and all this, people are living longer. Are you going to outlive the money you have? Well, If you go on down and give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, go on down, get a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks. It's a free review and evaluation, and trust me, Judy will give you the very best advice possible. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, backhoes, from little to large. They've got it all. You do it all. They do it local. It is a locally owned, locally operated company in Anderson, located at 2540 Gateway Drive. They've been a success in this, in their business. They're really cool people down there. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800 for your equipment needs. And I'm here with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with Sergeant Brian San Ciprian. Yep. And, well, you know, once we start talking about, you know, a town named after, or you're named after the town, your family's name, which happens, I think, when people would immigrate a lot of times. They'd end up with the, you know, because where are you from? And then they'd end up with that name sometimes. Or maybe that was what, you know, the town was named after them. Who knows? Anyway, Brian's a sergeant in the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. He was one of the two sheriffs that was up there in the Burney area. And then he, I think Burney area, but you, they went all the way out to Old Station, all the way to the county line of MODOC. Yeah, I mean, that's a very large area out there. And you had a total of, like, what, five people, six people?
Yeah, so.
I mean, and that's two shifts.
Yeah. When Burney's fully staffed, we'd normally have a sergeant, two-day shift personnel. A cover shift, one cover shift, and then two graveyard on each side.
Okay. All right.
And we haven't had that for quite a while. We've had a day shift, a singular day shift, a sergeant, and then the two graveyard units on each side of the week for some years now.
Okay. But you're now, you've been, you're back down here now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so where's your, what's your mission here?
My mission here with the sheriff's office?
Yeah, with the sheriff's office now.
Well, the.
So, I mean, you're still on patrol. Are you more into the directions of everything?
I'm currently up in the city of Shasta Lake.
I was
just reassigned there from Burney about 3 weeks ago. I'm taking on a new assignment come the 31st. I'm going to be the administrative sergeant. So I'll be working at our main office in Reading.
Regular hours.
Regular hours.
After 11 years.
Yeah.
You got to watch out. You know, the family will go, why is he here?
Yeah. They've seen a lot more of me recently in the last few weeks. So I can't even imagine what they're going to think when that happens. So.
Well, you know what? But you have to do that because you need to go from job to job and inside the sheriff's office so you can understand how it all works.
Yeah.
The concerns when the sheriff's on is, of course, is manning and the jail. And you and I talked a little bit about it during the break. We've got a whole floor shut down, and this is above your pay grade by far. But the guys and girls, do you have women working in there? I imagine you do.
Yeah,
yes.
We do.
The men and women that work in the jail have got a tough job, and it's totally different from yours out on patrol.
It is.
But you worked in the jail for a while.
Yeah, I worked in there probably almost 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I only did 10 months. I mean, that was a very short period of time, so I can't even imagine how different it is now with all the changes in law. And
yeah, you got real criminals in there. You don't have, you know, Floyd the drunk coming in to get old overnight and turn loose. No, these guys are coming in. These are criminals. So when you're dealing with the public out there, and because you guys, the patrol officers and the sheriffs or the deputies are out there, your backup could be a long time away. Is that correct?
In the rural areas,
yeah.
Even if we have a deputy responding up to Lakehead, usually, you know, we typically don't send a unit by themselves. We'll try and at least have another unit roll with them up there, so there's two for that, just in case something does happen, whether it's the call they're going to or something else pops
Lakehead,
up while they're there.
Lakehead seems to have its own. I mean, there's been a lot of violence up at Lakehead over the years that I've noticed, you know, shootings and things like that.
Yeah.
Is there areas in Shasta County that are that everybody, you know, the deputies are saying, okay, if you're in this area, you've got to be watching for this?
Yeah, I think it's more dependent on just beat officers sharing beat knowledge. Some guys and girls like to work certain areas, and they're more familiar than others, and they like to pass on that knowledge and experience and put them in the right direction and keep their guard up.
Do you see the same people a lot? I mean, this is a large area, but you still see the same people all the time.
Yeah, we do.
And mainly for what?
Just
what kind of things?
Calls for service. I mean, they can generate a noise complaint or, you know, they're coming to a business and causing a disturbance. You name it. I mean, you got your frequent flyers that just are constantly causing problems.
I wish they were frequent flyers, and we say, "Hey, you just this is your 10th arrest. So you've just won a vacation in the city of your choice with a one-way ticket."
Yeah,
and then we just fly them there.
Yeah,
that's my solution, but it's not caught on yet.
Yeah, talking to the same people isn't all that bad all the time.
Yeah,
because you gain a rapport with them. I mean, I can roll up to a scene and they're not particularly, you know, liking the officer that they're dealing with for whatever reason. They don't know him. They don't recognize him. And, you know, a senior officer that they recognize shows up and then the mood switches.
It does.
They're
it just diffuses.
There. Yeah. Yep.
Do you have a lot of mental problems out there that you all deal with?
Yeah, there's a lot of mental health issues that are out there. It's a lot more prevalent nowadays.
Is it, in your opinion, and it's just your opinion, but you've been doing this for 11 years, is it drug-induced, alcohol-induced mental problems, or, really schizo or, you know, or bipolar and things like this?
I think it's a combination of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it could be alcohol abuse, it could be controlled substance abuse, or it can just be, you know, a genetic thing that leads to a mental health related issue.
Mm-hmm. And then, so when you have that, you know, the jail is our largest mental health facility in the county, obviously. So when you run into that, the Reading Police started that CERT unit where they're putting, you know, mental health professionals in it. But that would be difficult to do in the sheriff's office.
Yeah. To my knowledge, we don't necessarily have a crisis intervention response team like Reading Police Department. Not to say that we don't want one. I think
sure,
we do have that
do.
Goal.
Yeah.
In fact, in my time being back down here in the Reading area, I actually haven't seen or worked too closely with the CERT team down here. But I know that they are utilized heavily.
Well, you know, and what they're finding is that it is a successful, it is working for them because they can diffuse the situations.
Yeah.
But I can see, if, you know, you'd have to have a dedicated, vehicle, couple of deputies, and the mental health professional. And you're just, you know, you're not set up for that at this point. You don't have that number that you can use.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm here with Sergeant Brian San Ciprian.
Yep.
And he's from the sheriff's office, and he's just transferred back down here out of the wilds of Bernie and every place north and west and east of Bernie. I had no idea it was that your area. How many do you have an idea how many square miles that was?
I can't think of it off the top of my head. I just know it calls for a long day when it's busy.
How many? I mean, is it like a couple hundred miles a day, 300 miles,
something like that?
Easily.
Yeah. Especially if we have an arrest and we're transporting down to the jail, and then you got to include wait time, especially with road construction going on right now. It's just a mess on 299.
Right.
So I don't really miss that. I don't miss the road construction wait time.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's there. And it's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years. Veteran-owned business, like I said, they work by appointments only, which at first I didn't like. I just wanted to walk in there. But I found out that I like this a lot better, so I can make a call and get it working on my schedule so I can go in there and get my hair cut and blow out of there. Or sometimes I just hang around and chit-chat with everybody. Their phone number is 530-244-9478. I've been going there 15 years and never had a bad haircut. And they're just really good people there. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor?
Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Preventative care, screening of high-risk patients, and top-quality care if a stroke occurs. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, among all the other things that they are that they have going for them there, the new residency program, 13 new doctors in our area, and all the other things that are happening. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm with Sergeant Brian San Ciprian from the Sheriff's Office. And you're in charge of the peer support group.
Yeah, peer support team.
Team. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that is, or tell our listeners what that is.
So a peer support team, our peer support team consists of six team members, including the team leader, which would be me. If our goal is to reach out and contact our coworkers, our peers, mm-hmm. right? What our goal is to evaluate Obviously, if I can see a behavior change in my partner,
right?
You know, is it work related? Is it personal life related? What's wrong? Why are they out of character? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically want to get a baseline evaluation of, you know, what's changed in their demeanor, what's changed mm-hmm. in their work product. Is there anything that we can do to assist them to get them back on track? Right. Law enforcement in general, they've always had a stigma of not wanting to communicate their problems or communicate that their bucket's full of trauma or whatever mm-hmm. the case is, and they just clam up. They don't like to talk. They like to keep the bottle up inside, and frankly, that does no good. It does no good for them in the end, and it can turn out bad. It can turn out pretty bad. It can destroy their family life. It can destroy their careers, and we try and mitigate that and just get them back on track. So if I can reach out and talk to Carl's having a bad day or whatnot, right? There's a big demeanor change. Hey, what's going on? I'm having XYZ going on in my personal life and I'm just not having a good time at work. Okay, well, hey, have you ever thought about, you know, going and talk to a counselor, or have you thought about changing some of your lifestyle, whatever, to get you back on track? And, you know, they either take that advice or want to talk to you openly about it and get things back in the right direction, or they don't. You can't really you can take a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right?
Oh, yeah.
But our goal is to put that assistance out there and get them back on the right track.
Well, they'll talk to you all like mm-hmm. our Marines would. They talk to their fellow Marines.
Yeah.
And their fellow Marines know them better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they notice it. Yeah. And they'll, you know, it starts there, you know, because you've gone through the same stuff they are. You're living the same life they mm-hmm. are, at least on the surface there. So I can understand how peer counseling or mm-hmm. Is that first big step, because it may be something that's really not that big to you, but to them it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we find a lot of times.
Yeah.
Or there's something that has nothing to do with work. It's a personal thing or mm-hmm. a family thing. You know, the kids are going through stuff mm-hmm. or something. Yeah. Well, that's the first step into getting people assistance.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have a team way back, and it kind of fell off, and then we reestablished our team back in, I think it was 2016 or 17. It started off with just three members, including myself, and we've slowly tried to build it back up. And mm-hmm. obviously we lose people that, you know, obviously want to go and do something else with their career, or it's just not for them anymore. And we're recruiting new members all the time. We're trying to kind of improve our team and our outreach overall. We're just now going forward with an officer wellness app that's actually going to be going live here soon. I have a meeting about it today. And you know, basically it's fully anonymous for our users, for our personnel. They're going to be able to have this application on their phone, and instead of a county employee assistance program where they reach out over an 800 number and get mm-hmm. a referral or whatever assistance they need, this thing is going to be completely anonymous, and
so they can talk to somebody.
It's user friendly to where they can self-diagnose and they can be led in the right direction for whatever resources.
And get some contact, mm-hmm. and it's anonymous as far as that goes,
mm-hmm.
and so they can get help that way.
Yeah, because again, law enforcement doesn't like to put out their issues.
Well, same thing
openly.
In the Marines. Oh yeah.
And I don't blame them. I mean, I don't vent my issues to everybody either. But I've definitely become more cognizant of when I'm having an off day, it affects everything. It affects my family life. It affects my work life. I mean, it just does, and it happens with everybody. You just got to learn how to address it. And by all means, I'm not perfect. I'm still trying to smooth things out across the board for myself. So,
well, you know, when we get back from a combat deployment, first thing that happens, everybody gets a 96, 4 days, and you come back. And it really starts before you come back, trying to get people off the ledge. We stay 3 or 4 days in some other place, mm-hmm. you know, coming out of combat tours. And then everybody is spoken to by a mental health professional, a counselor. And then if people are having problems, they're offered a out in town, you can go to, you know, I don't know, counselors or somebody out in town,
mm-hmm.
totally anonymously, six times. on that seventh time, you got to come home and let us, you know, let the military start trying to help in that direction. Because people don't want to do it because they're afraid it's going to hurt their promotion chances. Yeah. And we had general officers coming out saying, I've got PTSD. You know, and just trying to let everybody know that this is across the line, across the spectrum here, and there is help. Everybody's been through those same things, and it affects people different ways. So having something like that could be a big help. Yeah. And having your peers there for you.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest question, and we encourage our Marines to ask other Marines, are you thinking about committing suicide? Just the question. It bringing it up. And, you know, law enforcement has a suicide rate.
They do.
As we know. Mm-hmm. But somebody asking in that, a lot of times, lets them start opening up, especially if it's a peer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a real important thing to happen. And you're in charge of that.
I am. Yeah.
Cool. Can you see it working with your people?
From my experiences and reaching out to the persons I've talked to, just to put the feelers out there and, mm-hmm. and just let them know that you're here for them. Yeah, I mean, I can. Am I going to get the truth all the time? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I know that when I go home at the end of the day and my team, when they go home at the end of the day, they know that they reached out. They know that they're there for them. It's not a blanket fake.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Ask. It's legitimately,
it.
I want to know if you're okay.
It's your peers that you live with and you fight with. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, fight in the sense of being together as, you know, your little band of brothers out there.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great thing. Well, Brian. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
All right.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
A
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Okay, if you heard that song, you know we're in our last segment. So I know it's, I just really like that song, and I hope everybody else loves it as much as I do. Liam, how about you? Are you tired of it?
How could I be? I haven't heard it every single day for the last year.
It's been about a year. About a year. It's because I heard it one time.
It's a good song.
And I couldn't, you know, I didn't know what the name of it was. So try to find a song. And I would try to sing it in my own inimitable way. So to Liam, who knows all these songs. And he goes, I've never heard of that song. Until you played it one day or somebody played it one day. That's it. So, anyway. Hey, I'm here with Sergeant Brian San Cibrian from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. He is just got back from Bernie, and I was just amazed how much ground you guys had to cover up there. I mean, old stations in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. and then everything in between, all the way up to the Modoc County line. But she's back in town now. And frustration at your level. I mean, you guys are you're the rubber on the ground. You're the ones that arrest them. You're the ones that bring them in. And as you pointed out, some arrests are pretty cut and dried and doesn't take that long. But others can take a long time with all the paperwork. And it takes you off the road, essentially. Is that correct?
I have review. Mostly everything anymore.
Okay.
I don't do a whole lot of criminal reports myself anymore.
Okay.
I mostly review them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff to review. So when you were talking about earlier, you know, taking people to jail and they're getting out quickly and you're seeing them back out on the road, mm-hmm. is it frustrating? Yeah, it's frustrating for us as law enforcement officers, and I definitely understand that it's frustrating for citizens too. But I definitely want to relay this to you. I mean, it doesn't dissuade us from going out and doing our jobs. I mean, if they're going to be out there and they're going to commit crimes and they're going to victimize people, then they're going to be handled accordingly and they're going to go and pay a visit to the jail, whether they stay or they're out quickly, and we'll continue to bring them back.
Is it getting more violent out there, Brian?
I think overall everywhere violence has definitely risen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the answer as to why.
Well, I've got a lot of reasons for that, but you guys are out there, and all my evidence is just anecdotal things I read.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like you. I see other spots in the United States, and especially in California, where mm-hmm. violence has risen. That people have less respect for the laws because the way the laws are written, they know what they can get away with, and even if they get arrested, it's not that big a thing. So. The Reading Police Department at any one time has 10% of their force off because of injuries.
Yeah.
So I imagine you all probably have around the same numbers.
In regards to injuries?
Yeah.
I don't think we have that many injuries at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Injuries from things, you know, could be anything, but some of them because people, what they've said is that they show a more of a tendency to fight now where they didn't used to or to resist.
I think,
of course, you're a big guy. I wouldn't resist you. So, and
I think it's all dependent on the individual, really. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people talk tough and they're putting on a show. But when it comes down to it, they don't want to get hurt. They don't. I mean, we don't want to get hurt. We don't want to hurt anybody either, including the individual that's going to be detained or arrested. But
yeah.
Our goal is to just de-escalate everything and get everybody to become compliant. And we've been very successful. I mean,
well, you have de-escalation classes.
Oh yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah.
So you know how you approach somebody, and like you said, if they're frequent offenders, I mean, you know them, and they know you.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I was saying earlier, I mean, if we come across a person that we talk to frequently and they don't recognize one of these newer officers that we've hired, most of the time when a senior deputy responds on scene, or even a sergeant, I mean, even a command staff has once rolled up on a call of mine, and they recognized my command staff over me, and their attitude totally changed.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's all dependent on the individual, really. And the way you communicate with people.
Well, I saw an incident downtown, and I'm sure it's kind of, you could say it for the sheriff's department too, when the officer rolled up and he gets out of his car. It's, "Hi, Mary." And she calls him by his first name, and because there was a problem right there. But he knew who she was, and there was never, it didn't look like it would ever escalate. Mm-hmm. But there's people out there, though, with the drugs and all this, that it's such a tough job, you know. In the Marines, we always said we had a team with us. It could be a small team, could be a very large team with us. And when we stopped people, we had, you know, other Marines there pointing very, you know, automatic weapons at them. Where you all pull somebody off in the middle of nowhere by yourself. That has to take a certain mindset and being aware of when you walk up to that car.
Yeah.
How do you train your new officers for something like that?
How do you train them to do that? It's got to be, you got to have that internal fortitude to stand up for yourself and be confident in yourself, really. I mean, if that individual that you're training doesn't have that, I mean, you can't force them to be that way.
Yeah, you can't instill it in them. They've got to either have it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I can try my best to teach them, but ultimately, if they pass our program and they're a solo deputy, they gotta keep that. It can't just be for show and training. You gotta have that confidence and command presence and just overall confidence. I'm going home and I'm gonna take charge of this whole situation and
Self-confidence, confidence in your abilities that you can control the situation. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never asked that question before. And, you know, because having a deputy that patrols areas that big, I mean.
Oh, yeah. There's been plenty of times where when I worked in Bernie, even to this day, I mean, I can be out in the middle of nowhere and have a situation just completely escalate. And I get there, and I'm the only one there until my backup gets there or an allied agency arrives to help me out. And, I could be there for an hour. I've been on scene for about an hour at one time just waiting for an additional unit to get there to help me out. And all of our allied agencies are great. We all work together.
Yeah, the high patrols out there.
Oh, yeah. Fish and Game. I mean,
people don't realize it. Fish and Game have arrest powers.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through schools, too. So that could be a backup for you.
We have, I mean, Cal Fire law enforcement officers out there. I mean, you name it, a lot of our allied agencies will show up when the need is there.
Well, you know, they're Army and IRS officers now, so maybe we could use them.
Yeah.
I'm from the IRS. Okay. You know, Brian, it's really been a pleasure talking with you because you're a guy that's been out there in the streets. You're in charge of your peer counseling group where you're reaching out to your fellow officers, and not everybody has a good day. And you all realize it way before the higher-ups would see it, and reaching out to them to help them. And we all go through bad days. We all go through times when you're saying, "I wish I was anywhere else but here."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does that.
Yeah.
Liam does it all the time.
Yeah.
What do you want us to – we've got 2 minutes left. So what do you want people to remember?
I mean, I just want the community to realize that, you know, I get it. It's frustrating that you see those same offenders out there that we deal with all the time, and it's frustrating for us, but it doesn't dissuade us from doing our job every single day. There is everybody in this agency, with RPD, with APD, any law enforcement agency in this area, we love and respect our community and the people we serve, and we go out every single day, and we make those decisions to take people to jail, to have them be held accountable for their actions, and we'll continue to do that.
You live here.
Yeah, I live here.
You want your community safe.
And honestly, I think we all have that wish that these everyday offenders would just turn their behavior around. Honestly, yeah. Everybody just contribute. How about that?
Yeah. How about that we stop making laws that we've turned our jail into a prison? Mm-hmm. And how about we stop letting people just steal, you know, anything they want and with no repercussions? But, you know, law enforcement is not the ones that make that decision. That comes from Sacramento. So, well, thank you very much for being here. And please pass on to your fellow officers that you have a great deal of support in this community, in this county. And it's because of the work you all do. So
thank you. Thank you for having me, too.
Well, yeah. And so we'll be safe out there.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark's going to join me, and we, you know, I don't know if it's going to be open line tomorrow night. Tomorrow. I may invite Doug Jenke just to come down to annoy me on the show. So I know Doug's listening, so that's for you, buddy. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be hot. We've talked about it. Hydrate. Don't leave your dogs in the car or anything else you want to have alive after 30 minutes. And God bless America.
Hey.